Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
So 6:44 is where we're at this morning, and we move along now to our first feature. Of course, it's Thursday and it's our usual consumer focus segment. And I'm sure that many car owners, you know, we're speaking about a little earlier, can relate to this, where you've bought a new car from a dealer and can now only use a manufacturer approved service dealership for things like repairs or services, or else, you know, you can have your warranty cancelled. But some good news is that the Competition Commission has gazetted draft guidelines that seeks to put an end to this sort of thing. But to help us understand further this morning, we are joined online by Sipho Ngwema, Head of Communication at the Competition Commission. Sipho, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning and thank you for having us on the program, and good morning to your listeners.
Only a pleasure. Now, of course, traditionally, you know, what has been, you know, the norm with regards to motorists and car owners and their servicing and repair plans?
Indeed, what has been the norm is that consumers buy cars, and most of the time when they buy these new vehicles, they also buy with what they call, it's called a service plan or a motor plan, and the car also comes with a warranty. And one, you are not told how much does the service plan cost. That is never revealed to you. And you are not given an opportunity to go and buy a service plan elsewhere. But number two, a lot of motorists find a situation where they lose their warranty because for some reason they would have fixed a small dent elsewhere, not in an approved service provider. And part of the problem that we have is that what is the link between that and the warranty? Because we'll find that most of the things that you lose your warranty for have nothing to do with what is covered by the warranty. But that is used to keep people, to lock people in, so that the manufacturers can continue to make money from car owners. So we have issued those guidelines that say we do not understand, because it's happening internationally, that one, small businesses are accommodated. Number two, the issues that they are raising in South Africa, they are not doing them elsewhere. Mm-hmm. So you find that those who are accredited or approved are people who are linked to these companies, and they are not previously disadvantaged, so they are not black people in general. Mm-hmm. So what we need to do, we need to make sure that those professional service maintenance workshops and panel fitters are allowed also to tap into the warranty money and be able to fix cars without the owners losing their warranty.
Now, in terms of these new guidelines that will come about, you know, what will, or what is the criteria, you know, for, say, a panel beater or a mechanic to be able to be part of this? You know, would it apply to the mechanic down the road, the panel beater that's just opened around the corner, or are there certain regulations that are in place?
What we have said is that we need to develop standards. The OEMs need to develop standards that are transparent, because most of the time people who want to own dealerships, who want to own workshops to be able to service this, are rejected by insurance companies and the car manufacturers. So one, we need to develop standards in terms of the ability of these workshops to be able to service these cars. But what is key, we want to get rid of the foreclosure by the car manufacturers who do not want to open up this value chain for small business and black business in particular.
Indeed. Well, it sounds like a move in the right direction. But of course, what is the process that will now follow? You know, effectively, when does all of this come into play?
We have now issued provisional guidelines. We invite consumers, we invite service providers to comment on these guidelines, to be able to add, to be able to raise issues that with the issues that we have raised. And until the 16th of March, once that has happened, we'll then come back, consider those comments, apply our minds on them, and then come back with final guidelines. Anyone who does not stick or breaches those final guidelines will be prosecuted.
Of course, you know, how have the mainstream, manufacturer-approved service dealerships reacted to this news? Of course, it's not really in their favor, going to be taking out quite a chunk from, you know, the usual business of things. So how have they reacted to this news?
We have been engaging them since 2017. Initially wanted a code so that they can be able to abide by the code, but also to self-regulate in terms of the code. But those discussions have collapsed because they're raising issues like safety as if there are not going to be standards for the new people that must be accommodated. One thing that we must remember, we are talking about 30% of the cars which are on warranty. The rest of the cars are serviced in any case by these independent service providers, and we do not see any disaster. Suddenly, when you now want to bring black people or those with disadvantage into the business, issues of safety are raised. We do not think that those are credible. We do not think that those are substantial enough for us not to be able to issue the guidelines. So we have issued the guidelines unilaterally, and we'll be able to implement them, and we'll be able to prosecute those who breach them. Mm.
And on the other hand, how have those that have been previously disadvantaged reacted to the news as well? Is it a step in the right direction for them? I mean, we've seen over the years, you know, at the risk of losing your warranty and due to cost factors, we end up using the smaller businesses, those from previously disadvantaged backgrounds as well, you know, at the risk of losing the warranty. But how have they now react to this news that finally, you know, they'll be able to benefit from this as well?
They're elated at the latest move by the Commission. In fact, they've been pushing us since 2017 to say, move with the code. Now, when the discussions collapse, they say, move with it, guidelines. You must remember, very many, in fact, I would suspect that even in Manenberg, there's not a single workshop that has been approved by these OEMs. Yet, people take their cars there and professional works are being done in many of our townships. So we are going to move. They are happy, but we'll also make sure that we are not reckless about it. The standards are going to be set, and there is going to be consistent monitoring of those services. So we are not saying to them, just take anybody. We are saying take professional outfits that are able to service. And they have been servicing all these cars for many years, and they are running professional workshops. They are doing professional. Very many of these people, by the way, they used to work for these manufacturing companies. They are trained by these manufacturing companies. But the minute they want to start their business, they are not given accreditation.
Just in terms of, you know, mentioning keeping up the standard of things, you know, how will this be monitored in terms of we're saying, okay, you know, secondhand parts can be used, etc. But how will we ensure that the system is not abused?
You must remember, when you buy a car, they must explain to you what are the risks. Firstly, car manufacturers don't make parts. They buy parts, but they force you to buy parts from them. They don't allow you to go to the same factory that sold them those parts because they know you'll get them cheaper. So this thing about parts, it's not as genuine as it sounds. All we are saying is that allow people to buy original quality parts from the very same manufacturers you buy the parts from. So we will be able to develop standards. You must remember very many of these parts, they go through checks through the standards authorities in South Africa. So you don't just get any part. But when you buy a warranty or a service plan, they should be able to explain to you the risks, but also be able to say, not be able to say you lose your warranty for something that has got nothing to do with the mechanical problem that you're complaining about. In many cases, for example, as I said earlier, you will go and fix your door in one of these independent service providers. When you take your car because there's some mechanical fault, you lose it because they discover that you fixed it. What does the door have to do with the mechanical fault in your engine? And this is also done by insurance companies who repudiate people's insurance claims because they went to this independent. You'll find that you got involved in an accident, Your door was fixed and your door has got nothing to do with the accident, yet they don't want to pay because they're trying to protect the businesses of these car manufacturers.
Certainly. And then, of course, finally, we also understand that the draft guidelines are open for comment. Just some information with regards to that.
Yes, the guidelines are open for comments. People can go to our website, www.comcom.co.za, www.comcom.co.za. Read the guidelines. We invite people to come and make their comments. We don't want only the car manufacturers to make comments, but we want the consumers, people who bear the brunt of these high prices and of these anti-competitive practices. See, to comment on the guidelines.
Sure. Any final comment from yourself that our listeners should be aware about?
We need, as consumers, to be aware of our rights, and we need to assert our rights. What we are saying as a competition commission is done internationally. It's done all over the world. But yet these companies don't want to open and practice the very same thing that they do in other countries. And in other countries, small businesses are allowed, original parts are allowed, people are allowed to put original quality parts in their car, yet they don't want to allow them here because they want consumers to only buy them. That is to lock business and foreclose other small businesses. So we are saying to consumers, we are saying to small business, please go to the website, make your comments, because we want to make laws that favor all South Africans, not a tiny minority.
Great stuff. Well, Sipho, thank you so much for joining us on air this morning and, of course, furnishing us with the details. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having us as well.
Only a pleasure. Go well. And that was Sipho Ngwema, Head of Communication at the Competition Commission, there speaking to us.